ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति, गुड। सो टुडेस टॉपिक इज ब्यूटिफुल। वी ऑल हैव फिल्ड आवरसेल्व्स विद ग्रेट पावर, ग्रेट स्ट्रेंथ टुडे, इज़न्ट इट? Every morning, God Himself comes down to decorate all of us. So good morning to all of you great souls present in this gathering. Each one of you here is a very, very special great soul selected by none other than God Himself. God has chosen me. And He confirmed that in today's Murli. As the topic itself says, you know, treasure store of blessings. Where is the treasure store? It's Murli, right? So I would like to know a few of your sharings in the beginning. What is that which makes you remain intoxicated? Yeah, good. What else? Tamil, you can speak in Tamil as well. So I can see many Malaysians in this group. So you can speak in Tamil and someone else can translate. Experience of Baba's company. Good, very nice. What else? Anyone sharing? So, it depends on us how we bless ourselves. Because Baba is only giving blessings. He's filling us with the fountain of blessings every day. Like in today's Murli, if you remember, what were those blessings you have taken for yourself from today's Murli? Don't open your books. Can you speak a bit louder? So it's about harmonizing sanskars. Yeah? That's what you took. And what else? So before we get into the deeper aspects, deeper levels, but first of all, let's know ourselves. So to know myself, I just remember one of the stories which has been explained in the scriptures, you know. So once you know Narad, have you heard of Narad? Who has never heard of Narad? All are smiling. All of you know Narad. It's like you're familiar with Narad, yeah? So, because Baba mentions his name in the Murli. So when he used to go to meet Vishnu every day. Have you heard of Lord Vishnu in the scriptures? Have you heard this name? Yes. So, he used to go to see Lord Vishnu every day and say good morning to him every day. So, once he went, and when he went, he saw that, you know, Vishnu was very busy. He had a small diary in his hands and he was very busy looking at the diary. So, Naradji was very anxious to know what's in the diary, you know. As soon as I go, usually, you know, Vishnuji is ready to say hello to me, to say good morning to me. But today it seems as though he's very busy. So he was very anxious to know what was in the diary. And, you know, he asked Vishnu, okay, can you just tell me what you're doing? You know, it seems that you're very, very busy. And then Vishnu said, yes, I am busy today. Because I am looking at a very special diary today. So what's this diary about? He said, this diary contains those names who remember me. So he was very happy. He said, okay, you know, it's so nice then. Can I have a look at the diary? He said. Then the Vishnu said, okay, you can have a look. So he then gave the diary. And then when he was looking at the diary, he saw the very first name was, you know the diary? Have you seen the diary? So he said, you know, it was his own name in the beginning. So he was very happy. He said, good, you know, my name is on the top. So, you know, I am in the favorite list of God, you know. And he was very happy. And he started turning the pages. And when he started turning the pages, you know, as he was turning the pages and as he could not find the name of someone whom he was searching for, he was becoming more happier than he was before. So he was searching, and he came to the end of the page of the diary, and like, you know, he couldn't find the name, and he was very, very happy. And do you know whose name he was looking for? Is it? Good, you know the name. So he was looking for the name of Hanumanji. Have you heard of Hanuman? The one, the monkey god with the long tail? So, you know, he was looking the name, and he didn't find his name, and he was very happy. And he said, good, his name is not there in the list. So then he goes to meet Hanumanji, you know. He searches for him, he finds him out, and he asks him, okay, Hanumanji, you are sitting here. You know, he was doing tapasya, he was sitting under the tree and doing tapasya. And he said, stop this nonsense, you know, your name is not on the list, you know. All, whatever you are doing is just, you know, fake. Just stop doing tapasya. So he said, it's okay if my name is not on the list. It's okay, but yet I remember God. It's okay. Then he said, this fellow is like a foolish one, you know. He doesn't know, he doesn't understand. Then he just goes away, and few days pass like this. And after some time, what happens is, again, you know, Naraji, when it's his usual, you know, system to go to Vishnuji and wish him, and then, you know, take his blessings for the day. So he goes to Vishnu and he finds him that he's even more busier than the previous day, an earlier day. And then he was busy with one more diary now. And that was even smaller than the earlier one. So he said, okay, this is not the same diary which I saw before. It's some other diary. So this is a very small one. So he was now anxious to know. So then he asked Vishnuji, can I have a look into this diary? Then he said, okay, you can have a look. But tell me what this diary contains. So he said, this is the diary which contains the name of those whom I remember. So he becomes more anxious. And then he says, okay, can I have a look at the diary? So then, you know, he takes the diary and then he sees on the top, whose name was there? How do you know? Did you see? It's a guess, huh? So your guess is right. And you know, the top name was? Hanumanji's name, and he felt, you know, very depressed, not happy. So in the same way, after you have come here, like today when I went to Baba, and when I met him during Amrut Vela, I saw a small diary in Baba's hands, and it contained the names of all of you. Isn't it? So it was the names of all of you great souls whom Baba remembers. And that's why you are here. So God has remembered you and you are here. So it's such a... what to say? Elevated fortune. That God remembered and then I took birth. Dadis, didis, they all are great, because they have met Brahma Baba and they have taken Jnana, direct sustenance from Baba. It's beautiful. But all of you souls here in this gathering, in this class, are very, very great and special souls. Because God Himself had a thought, Bap Dada had a thought, and I took my spiritual birth. Isn't this beautiful? So if I remember who I am, I'm being chosen by God Himself. This is a blessing for myself. Because in the world outside, people think, okay, if you fall at someone's feet, you know, even in India it's a custom, you know, if you fall at someone's feet, they give you a blessing. But even though they don't listen to them, they always have complaints. Oh, my children, they don't listen to me. But yet, you know, the system is being followed to just, you know, fall at the feet. But actually this system was created with a feeling that, you know, children should listen to the parents, but it's become vice versa. It's just the system is being followed, but without, you know, the real meaning has been removed. But Baba gives us the real meaning that if you listen to Baba, if you follow what Baba is saying, this is a blessing for yourself. God's blessing can be inherited by you. You need not have to beg. On the path of devotion, we have been begging. Give me something. Just fulfill this desire. But on the path of knowledge, Baba has made it very simple. The only way to bless yourself is to accept and to see yourself as God sees you. And God sustains you. And God's sustenance is through Murli. Because even in today's Murli, Baba said, Baba is the blissful father who can give blessing to all the souls. And he is the one who is the bestower of happiness and remover of sorrow. So after becoming a Brahmin, am I happy? Because God Himself is my father. So why am I not happy then? Is there anyone who can say yes? Because in 1 year, we have 365 days. And all these 365 days, am I happy? Yes or no? Yes? Every second? Every moment? Why this point is coming here? Why the percentage is coming? So now just you write down the question and list out. I just pause for a few, 1-2 minutes. Okay? Then nobody is going to see your diary. It's only for you. Just try. So what is that point percentage? You don't have a pen? You can take from someone. Yeah. So if you do this, and those who don't have diary or pen, you can just do it inside. So first, the thing is, take yourself to Baba and see Baba in front of you. And now start looking at yourself. And while seeing yourself, going through the chapter of your life, what is that which takes away my happiness? Having found God, what are those obstacles in my life? as you check, you can write down. What are those things which takes away my happiness? What makes me unhappy? Start checking yourself, analyzing yourself. Noting see Baba and see yourself. Be honest, because you are sitting in this land of truth, on this universe. Madhuban is the only place on this universe, the paradise on this earth. So sitting in this land, the great land, the greatest pilgrimage place, be honest. And start checking yourself. Just one thing, like for example, when you diagnose, there is a problem somewhere in the liver, in the pancreas, but where is the problem? When you get the point, transformation is quick. Otherwise, you just lose money in diagnosis. Yeah? So this was a small exercise to see. Because we don't have time to see ourselves. We want to handle everything, but do I have the time to empower myself? Like when you are traveling in a flight, suppose if there is some turbulence and the oxygen mask comes down, you are sitting and your son or daughter is sitting next to you. So now, how do you help? You want to help your son, but how do you do that? No, first start helping the son. Right? Good. So that's what we need to realize. If I don't put on my own oxygen mask, and if I start helping everyone, I want to help everyone, but if I don't help myself, how can I help them? What else? Any other? Come out with the, you know, that particular reason. Expectations, yes. When you're saying expectation, is it about yourself or you want someone to expect you or, you know, whatever? So you're not able to make it, so you're angry with yourself. Or if somebody is not able to make it, then you are angry with them. Because we get all these jewels from the treasure store. Today we got it. Even yesterday Baba said. So where are you? Where are you? What was the point of intoxication? Suppose, see, like if I ask you, Okay, just remember an incident where somebody has attacked you. Is it easy to remember? As soon as you see that person, what happens? You start remembering, or you forget, or you have to do some meditation to remember? Or maybe some exercises to remember what has happened with that person? You need to do some exercises to remember what has happened? How is that I can remember that very easily? But I don't remember what Baba has said from the treasure store of blessing. Because as is my intellect, so are the things that automatically gets into. Like Baba says, you know, the milk of the lion. In order to store it, you need a golden vessel. So how is the vessel of my intellect? What type of things I have inside? Positive? Because what I have is what I give. What I see is what I have. From what I have. How do I see something? From whatever I have experienced in my life, I start seeing things like that. So go into your internal gallery and see the definitions. Is it according to the treasure store of Baba? Or do I have my own definitions? I become crazy if I have my own definitions. Isn't it? Is there anyone who has not been labeled or judged? Any labels? Hands up, please. Am I those labels? I need to ask myself now. Or the labels I have given to others, because right now you are happy, isn't it? Happy, powerful, enlightened, cheerful, everything is there. So who feels when you go back, you are going to be the same thing, the same thing, the same center, the same people and same things again? Why can't I be the same when I'm there? Because this is my reality. What's reality? I'm pure. I'm peaceful. I'm loving. I'm content. This is the original sanskar of my soul. So I just have to be it. To be. I'm a loving soul. This is me. Whatever the name, form and the other things which I have is not me actually. Am I the role? Or am I the soul? Am I the name? Or am I the form which I have in my intellect all these days? So how do I make my intellect golden? So when I see myself as I am. Yesterday Baba said, when you are attacked by body consciousness, what you do? He said, consider yourself as a soul. Very easy, no? If you ask someone, what was the point, they just say this point, you know, I'm a soul, you know, that's very easy because everyday Baba says that. But even up till now, we all are making efforts of the first lesson even now. Because that is the basis Because when I know myself, when I know who my father is, then I am able to take the blessing from the treasure store and bless myself. Otherwise it's like I am cursing myself. So who is, in Hindi they say, Atma apna hi mitra hai aur apna hi shatru hai. I am my own enemy and I am my own friend. I the soul. So when I become my own friend, how do I become my own friend? And how do I become my own enemy? Now, you spoke about expectations. Right? So when you put deeply in your soul, imbibe this, I am my own enemy, and when I am my own friend, then do I have expectations? Do I need to expect from someone? Okay, if I expect from someone, are they going to be as I think? When you already know the answer, is it good to expect or not then? Then why are we expecting? Because I base my happiness on that expectation. Expectation is okay. But what do? Instead of basing my happiness on Baba's Murli from the treasure store, what do is, I base it on expectations. Now this sister is sitting with her leg on this, you know, like this, she is sitting. You keep sitting, don't change. Huh? Otherwise, you know, people become sensitive, they just change. Just giving an example. So if this sister is sitting like that, now, I think, she's not sitting good. And if somebody is shaking the leg, and you're hearing Baba's Murli, you're seeing Baba's video, and someone next to you is shaking her leg and then irritating you, so now what will happen? You have two options. One is, you tell her, please, you know, you're disturbing 100 people, not only me, but 100 people, please change. Or, do I tell myself, it's okay, let her sit however she wants to. Let me tell myself. What do I do? What is the good option? Is it easy to tell her or easy to tell myself? But what do I do? Be honest. Huh? What do I do? Pakka? Really? Huh? But even though you tell yourself, does your mind listen to you? Yes? Stop means stop? So that is the stage we have to go. Why does my mind not listen to me? Like, you're sitting here and you're listening to the talk. But if someone comes and tells you, come out, there is something, what do you tell them? First you check whatever you're doing and then you see which is more important, and if that's more important, then you will say, okay, I'll come with you. And if you think this is more important, what will you say? I will see you after 1 hour, 10 minutes or 15 minutes. So will that person listen to you? Or he will start arguing with you? Will the person listen to you or not? No. He will. He will say, okay, after 1 hour, I'll come. Which means your mind has instructed their mind and their mind has accepted. And now you want to meet someone and before coming to class, you ask them, can I meet you after 1 hour? then he would tell you, no, after 2 hours you meet me because I'm busy. So will you listen to him or not? Yes or no? Yes. Because you want to meet him, so you have to accept whatever he tells you. Which means, your mind has accepted their instruction, and in the previous case, their mind has accepted your instruction. Which means, the difficult thing is over. Which means the mind has the power to listen. So when I tell my own mind, that it, does it listen to me? Who says yes? Always. If I say yes, stop means stop. Start means start. Anyone? Okay, if I have to, for example, you know, you're driving a car, and if you say, okay, now I have to apply the brake. So instead of applying the brake, you apply the speed. What will happen? I don't know because I don't drive. So you can tell me. And if it is vice versa, then what happens? Again accident. So what happens at house? Where I have to use the power of tolerance, which power do I use? Power to? Power to face. And where I have to use the power to face, there I am using? If somebody is saying, okay, you know, tell me what has happened. As you say, I don't want to talk to you, you know. Now just leave me alone. Just be peaceful. So to use the right powers at the right moment, I need to be the master of my own mind. Mind listens to the master. Like Brahma Baba, if you see in his earlier diaries, Baba had made an effort. He had organized the conference with the mind, fixed up an appointment and started speaking to the mind. Have you heard of this history? Few of them, yes? So, how do I do the counseling with my own mind? The only way to do the self-counseling is to fill myself with the treasure store. Then I can start counseling. Because I don't do that with my own self. I do it with others. So it's happening with others, but not with me. If something is going to come in my mind, so if I say, okay, after 45 minutes, I'm going to think about it. Now only Bij Rup Sthiti, only seed stage. The other things come, no, I shouldn't have this, not that. Counsel. Tell your mind. So for that, you have to do it beforehand, right? So, even before you write your exam, how many days you need to prepare? Exam is just only 1 hour. But how many days I need to prepare? So now, how many hours do I study? Any professional here in the class? Any professionals? Like doctors or engineers or anyone here who does that? Okay, anyone. So whatever you do in your own business or whatever, how many hours do you study for that? How many hours? Whatever you are doing, any job that you do, anything that you are doing. How many hours do you educate yourself about the subject? Pardon? Yeah. So, how many hours? I mean, you check for yourself. So, I need to study at the same time update with what's happening. So, if I have studied 10 years before and now I'm not updating with the present system, what will happen? So this is why, how do I speak to myself? Because when you are in a very happy mood, and you are in a very good mood, and if someone, the one who stays with you, is not in a good mood, so how do you speak to that person? If he's making his face and sitting, what would you tell him? Arey, don't worry, it's a very small thing. Yeah? And when your stage is not good, how do you talk to yourself? No, it's a very big thing. And your mood is very good. How do you speak to that person? It's okay, come, let's enjoy. And now your mood is not good. How do you speak to yourself? How can I enjoy? It's such a big issue. How am I talking to myself? And how am I talking to others? So Baba is saying in the Murli, play with the jewels. Like Baba plays with the jewels. Like Brahma Baba, once in the history hall, he was dancing. And Dadiji went there and she saw Baba was dancing. And she said, Baba, you're dancing. You're alone. Nobody is here. And Baba said, I'm going to become Shri Krishna, my dear daughter. So, do I dance internally every second? If not now, then when? So, what is the basis to dance now? And do you really want to dance? How many of you? Is it possible to dance? Now the other question is it possible to dance? Or not possible? How? How is it possible? Because Brahma Baba is the sample. Brahma Baba has done it. And now what we need to do is, Baba has given us the question, Baba has given us the answer, and he has allowed us to copy. Now, if in any university, if you're allowed to copy, if you're allowed to just, you know, sometimes it would be, you know, the person who is copying doesn't know what he is doing, then he will write, okay, continued in board number 2, that also will be written. So, but Baba has given the question, he has given the answer, and he has allowed to copy. So then, all of you can become one amongst the 8 jewels. Okay, from now on, have the aim. Why have I come here? To become one of the 8 jewels. Okay? No? Oh no, I am not. See? We start laughing now. So the aim, the treasure store of blessings tells us, fix up your aim. Like Baba has said today, you know, just remember who you are. God Himself, He is your Father. The whole world is searching for Him. And He is my Father. My Father. So do I really feel it? Or feel it for 2 minutes or 5 minutes and 1 hour, then okay. So if my God is my Father, then the intoxication should be so high. Like in today's Murli he said, I am the creator. I am the principal director. I am the blissful one. I am the ocean of knowledge. And I give you the knowledge of beginning, middle and end of the cycle. None other than God Himself is teaching me in the form of a teacher. He's telling me all the secrets. He said, today I will make you as the ruler of the globe. Like if somebody asks, okay, what did Baba say in today's Murli? Baba said, you have to become rulers of the globe. Now, how does this sound? Very flat. And if you say, okay, I'm the ruler of the globe, to be in that intoxication. So to feel every version. Because God speaks to us through Murli. How do you know how God thinks? Do you know how God thinks? He doesn't think. Then whatever He's saying, what does He say then? So thought is a think. Thinking. What is anything coming is what? It's an action. Okay, don't define in words. Whatever it is to know God. How do you know God? Whether you use it a word think or whether you don't use a word think, that doesn't matter. But what matter is, how does God communicate to me? How do I know what I have to do? If He's in Paramdham and if He just gives some power from there, lightning comes or down and that's over, then I don't know what to do. But Baba teaches me how my lifestyle has to be. And this is why Murli is the treasure store. Because you get all the treasures from Murli. So when you start getting the awareness who you are, then you start getting the inheritance. Just like that, you will not get the property. Like in the world outside, people fight for property. They also put cases and things like that, you know, to get the property. But now, God Himself is giving us the property. How much do I take? People in the world outside, if you give them 1 million, 2 million, they say give more and more. How much ever you give, we are not tired. But here what happens? Baba is saying, we say Baba sometimes, it's okay Baba now, you know. Baba is ocean of peace. Ocean. Have you seen the ocean? No? Yeah, you cross the ocean and you come. So ocean is so unlimited. So Baba has so much of power and He's giving us in the form of a property. And when will I get the property? When will I get the property? When I am aware. When I become aware that I am the child of the Supreme. Like, you know, Princess of Jordan or Princess of England. How does she walk? How does she talk? How does she eat? Everything would be royal. So who am I? I'm going to be the ruler of the globe. So now, how do I talk? How do I see? Because what I remember is what I see. So this is why Baba is saying, don't see the body. And if you happen to see the body, how do you see it? See everyone as a deity. golden age is not in the future. Not only in the future. Future is golden age. But now I have to make my life like golden age. Because confluence age is diamond age. Even greater than golden age. So I have to invoke my perfection here. How do I talk? How do I walk? How do I interact? Because up till now, how I was interacting was, I was telling my children, please listen to me, please listen to me, please listen to me, and they don't listen. And now, Baba has made me so capable that even the children also come and ask, okay, what is your idea? That has to be my life. So has my life become like that? Or do we also complain in the same way as the worldly people complain? Because when I'm aware that every soul is playing its own role, like Baba said today, see, this is from the treasure store. Each one, different face, different features, different role, different thinking, and different. Everything is different. So it's a good thing. It's a variety is beautiful. Like, see, if there is a garden of red roses on one side, and if there is a garden of different color roses on the other side, which side is more beautiful? And even this is also beautiful, but this is more beautiful. If everybody is doing the same thing, you know, thinking the same way, then what will happen? There's no need to think then. But difference, and everybody has their own space. So how do I see everyone with such an elevated dristi? So I am a pure angel, innocent deity, walking in the golden age and meeting everyone and giving them blessing. Would you like to try? Even for half an hour if you start doing, whether you are at home or whether you're at office, wherever you are, doesn't mind. But start giving the blessing. Is it easy? Will you try this? So from now on, how do I see everyone? With that elevated drishti. So wherever I go, whether I'm in Madhuban or whether I'm outside, wherever I am, how do I see? Everything matters is how I see. Because we all do what we like. We say that we have done for others, but we do it for others because that makes us feel happy. Why do we do it for others and tell them, okay, I've done it for you? We do it even for them because I will be happy if I make them happy. That's the bottom line there. So Baba is giving us through the Murli the concept of how to be a royal soul, how to be the ruler over the globe. Then all these problems of, you know, like, you know, even at home, you can see that, you know, children, they are always on the laptops, internet, all the time, you know, chatting, all the time on the Facebook. We always complain, isn't it? We tell them, they don't listen. How many of you have these complaints? Just like this. One, two. Like slowly and slowly they are raising. Okay. No worries. How many of you? Good. Nice. You know. It's a family. Because what is the newness am I giving? Because if I am going to say the same thing all the time, study, whatever you do, this is not right. You know, whatever you're doing is not good for you. So whenever they come to you, what's happening? The same lecture is going on. So what will happen now? They will start avoiding and they will go to their friends. Or they will be on the Facebook where their mentality is matching. Because they are being accepted there. Because what we think is, what we say matters a lot more than what I think about that person. Because I have to purify my inner gallery from the treasure store of blessing, from the Murli. Baba has said, respect every soul. So what does that mean? To respect, like Baba said. When you can give the experience of a pure feeling, purity, that is royalty, like he said today. So, just one experience I want to share in between. Once I was traveling in the flight, I was just reading Murli. The person sitting next to me was reading something else. I don't know what the person was reading. But at that time, I really felt that I was just deep into it, lost in the love of God. This is the way we have to hear the Murli, which is very, very important for Brahmin life. When you hear the Murli, it's just like you're lost in the love of God. You don't know what's happening around. Because it's a private meeting between you and God. And Baba is filling my intellect with the divinity. Because it's a personal meeting going on. Many of the times you must have experienced whatever you have thought that comes up in the Murli. This happens? How do you say yes? Like this or like that? Because Baba is confirming again and again that I speak to you through Murli. And I give you personal love through Murli. So we have to accept that personal love from the Murli. Like, you know, when Krishna used to play the flute, even the animals and, you know, we were tied up, the cows and all, you know, they used to get it cut on its own and then they used to run. This is what they, you know, has been explained in the scriptures. The flute had so much magic that, you know, the animals, they could just, you know, get them freed by themselves and then run. That was the magic. So it's like the Murli is like, you know, the blessing for the soul. So how do I hear the Murli? So when I'm hearing the Murli, yes, Baba, to be a very obedient child. And just say, thank you, Baba, for this. And third, I'm going to bring this in my life. You like? Because there is a gap. Because after the one version goes, the next version comes and there's a gap. And mind has the capacity to, you know, switch on to another channel in between. So how do I fill up? How do I start accepting everything that Baba is saying through the Murli? Yes, Baba. Haji, Baba. How do we say yes? You know what is Hanji? Yes, Baba. I'll do it. And thank you, Baba, for this. Every version, it's like my soul is acknowledging Baba's every version. And that you're lost in the love of God. Will you try this tomorrow? So this is to bless the self. So what I was saying when I was reading, you know, the person who was sitting next to me, after some time, it was like 15-20 minutes, we were in the flight, and he said, what are you doing? I said, what am I doing? I'm reading. Even you're reading, you know I'm reading. He said, no, such pure vibrations are coming. I was doing nothing actually, you know, just reading the Murli. But at that time I could really see, you know, I was lost in the love of God. It was like that pure vibrations were reaching my soul and it was the part of my soul. That was my experience at that time. And at the same time, the person sitting next to me could experience. We all are doing, but to what intensity? So this is why Baba is saying, you can serve through vibrations. Like, you know, when you go to the ocean doesn't tell you, I'm ocean, take coolness from me. As soon as you go, you start experiencing the coolness. So become that volcano of purity, volcano of bliss, the people next to you start to feel it. That will happen when I start feeling it for myself. So when I start feeling it, then new things come out. Then all the problems all solved. Family problems, whether it's a national or international, whatever. Like Baba said today's Murli, he said, I'm going to establish one religion. And the intoxication was rising like anything. I said, wow, yes, Baba. You have the only power to establish purity on this universe. So that intoxication has to rise in me. That's like your soul is dancing there. That's to have a chart, beautiful chart. That I am dancing along with God. God is teaching me, teaching my soul how to dance. And you know, when Dadi used to sit in front of Baba in the history halls, in the history hall when Brahma Baba used to, you know, say the Murli, and Shiva Baba, Bap Dada both, and Dadiji used to sit and she used to say like this. And Baba used to say, this dancing girl is good. Because, you know, if good people, I mean, if the audience is enjoying the dance, then the person who is dancing will feel good. So this dancing girl is good. So does my soul dance when I hear the Murli? Then I will remember nothing else apart from the Murli. What happens when a person, suppose you remember your lifetime before, like Baba specially praised mothers. Mothers, can put your hands up. See. Okay, thank you. And Baba said, Vande Mataram. So if I don't remember, God has said salutations. The whole world says salutations to God Shiva and God says salutation to me. How's the intoxication? So do I hear the Murli like this? And remember. For example, if there is a patient who is sleeping in the hospital and the oxygen is running and then, you know, he's very sick and he can't walk, but he wants to live. Just go and tell him that there is a bomb under your bed. What will happen? The next moment you will be inside and he will be outside. So where did all the energy come from? He was taking oxygen and nothing was working and nothing, he didn't have the strength to walk. Just that awareness, I want to live. And if I have to live, I have to run out. Awareness. Who am I? And who is my father? My father is giving me so much of love and sustenance through Murli. He has opened the whole treasure store. It is up to me to bless myself or to curse myself. So to remember is to bless. And to bring it practical in your life, that means you are the most fortunate soul on this universe. There is no one fortunate as you are. Like if Baba says your master, almighty authority, your master, benefactor. And what do I say to myself? Not me, Baba, maybe all the dadis. Because I don't see myself as God sees myself. So from now on, what do I do? To respect myself and to respect everyone around me. That's what Baba is teaching us through the treasure store, no? Baba said, give the cooperation of good wishes, he said. How do I cooperate with everyone? It is through good wishes. Like suppose if your child is not studying, you know, he always harasses you. He doesn't study and, you know, you're spending hours together to teach him and you're saying good words, motivation. You're telling him very, very good words and all. But inside you're thinking, this one, he's not going to get better. You know, he always, you know, he's a distress for me. Feeling is the feeling of distress, but energy of sound is motivation. So which will work faster? Distress. The feeling of distress will travel faster. So the more important thing is how do I feel in the confluence age. What is service? You know, when like the seniors, when they used to go up, few people, you know, they had this living values project and things like that they had at that time, and they had taken it to Baba. And Baba would say, good project, but do you live these values in your life? So Baba was, the father is more concerned about how I feel, more than the service. Because the service is through my life. So what happened once was, there was a Mataji, you know, I was just sharing my experience, and Baba had spoken on like how to remain free from anger during those days. And no matter what, you shouldn't be angry. That was the Krodh Mukt Varsh in Hindi. The year of being free from anger. So then that Mataji, you know, after everybody left, that mother, she came up to me and she said, sister, I have something to tell you. I said, what? She said, can I do acting? I'll not be angry, but I'll do acting. I said, I don't know, because you have given me a new idea. Baba has not said to do this. So she said, what happens in my home is, I usually dictate the others because I'm the head of the family, and if I don't dictate, they will start dictating me. So what do I do? I need to be bossy, otherwise they will feel that I'm subordinate to them and they will start ordering me. So can I do the acting? I said, I don't know, now I can't say that to do because Baba has not said to do that, but I can tell you one thing. Just whatever I've learned from the Murli is, Baba said, appreciate. If someone does something, appreciate. Do this. Try this for 3-4 days. Then she started doing second day, third day, and everybody was surprised at home. What has happened to this one, you know? She's so bossy all the time. She keeps on telling us so many things. And today she's like appreciating whatever we do. She's saying, okay, good, nice. They thought something is wrong. When everything was right, they thought something was wrong. And they all went to her and they asked her, is everything okay with you? Then they said, okay, yes, I am okay. No, the thing is, it seems that you have a bit changed. And she said, yes, because there is a project, you know, going on, like, we all are trying it for 3-4 days, you know, how to be, implement, and how to be peaceful like this, how to experience, have a different experience. So they said, good, so only for 4 days? They asked. Yes, it is only for 4 days. So who is that who has said, so there's a sister who has come. They said, we want to meet that sister, you know. And they were never, you know, coming to Gyan at all. If you give them knowledge, they would run away. So, you know, they came, and then they all came together to the center. And I was called. I was on the top in the gallery, and I was called down. I said, what happened? The whole family has come, you know. Maybe she must be very angry or something. I don't know. Or she must have done some acting. I thought like that. Then when they came, they said, sister, they want to meet all. All of them want to meet you. Then I said, okay. So everybody, they came and they said, sister, why can't you, you know, tell them to do it for one more month or maybe for the whole year? So then I said, what? I didn't know what it was, what was going on. They said, for the whole year is good. If you tell them for the whole year, then we'll start taking the course. They were not coming. But you know that because the transformation came up, you know, and then they were ready. So it is through our life that we have to give the message that God has come. If we are stressed, if we are feeling depressed inside, then how can we bless others? So for that, I need to feel every second that I am enthusiastic. In this Brahmin life, every second I have to be filled with happiness. So when is that I feel unhappy? When I start thinking in my own way, according to my sanskars, according to my experiences. Now what is that I have to do every second? Take from the treasure store, then think according to the treasure store. Easy? Easy or not? Very easy. So this itself is service. So this is why, you know, a mamma used to read Murali 20 times. How many times? I don't hear. Can't hear. Only one brother is saying. How many times? So, we all have come here to learn Raj Yoga, right? And to become like Lakshmi and Narayan. Yes? Who wants to become Lakshmi Narayan? Put your hands up. Like this. These don't want, Good, good, good. Sister? You want to become? Oh, okay, okay. You want some help? Okay. So, you want to become Lakshmi and Narayan. So, who is Lakshmi? You are, Mama is Lakshmi, right? Because Baba has given already the designation and status. Mama has already become Lakshmi. And so now, what was Mama doing? Mama was reading Murali for 20 times. So now, very basic thing. How many times now you will start doing? Now, let's be practical, right? Because if we are practical only, then we can progress. So now, discount. We should have a discount or we should increase more and more? Because until and unless I don't understand the importance, then I will start, you know, saying 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times like that. But what was that thing which where Mama become Lakshmi? What was there in that, right? Because this is the way, this is the source from where I will start to know how to think, how to speak, how to be in action. So then I will have a happy life. Because Baba said there is no one who can remove sorrow. I am the only one who can remove sorrow. So if we have to be happy in our lives, follow God's plan, or fill yourself with the godly jewels. Anything, even 5 minutes is okay. Once in 1 hour, okay? Okay, no, just don't go to number of times, but at least, is this okay? Once in 1 hour? Yes or no? What about brothers? Because, whether it is yes or no, it's up to you. Either, we have to spend our time in the worldly matters, or in God's love, is up to us. So what will happen if you start doing it, then Baba will take up the responsibility. It's all interconnected. Even in the path of devotion, it's being said, you know, God came and He did all the work. And the devotee was merged in the love of God. So, we all have experiences how God helps us. So, Baba will do all our things. Is that good? Or we keep doing our things, that is good? Which is good? So, I need to do something else, no? To replace it. So, when I do something, then Baba will do. Baba says, one step of courage and 1,000 steps of help. So either it is 5 minutes, or 10 minutes, or the whole moli is up to you. But start doing. You know, start moving. You like it? So if I ask you, okay, how many times do you feed your body? How many times you eat? Somebody saying 4 times. Huh? Somebody even in the Murli class also they have something. So, you know, how many times we feed the body? 3 times, 4 times. That you know for yourself. But I need to understand what works more. Is it my mind which does a lot of work, or is it the body? It's the mind. You take out lot of work through the mind, no? Every minute you are deciding, you are using your mind. But what type of food am I giving? The food for the intellect is Murli. Suppose even if you eat, if you don't eat even for one time, you would start telling others, you know, I didn't have my food. Nobody asked you, but you started telling. But do I feel I didn't, you know, revise the Murli? You know, that has to be the important thing for my life, for the Brahmin life. So when that becomes important, then all the important things will be taken care by God. Otherwise, I have to spend time in the circumstances, in other things, handling my own body, handling problems, handling this, handling that. I keep spending my time like that. So what is good? What is best? The best thing is, with God's love, let me solve all the problems. So at least now all of you are ready. Now let's tell Baba. How many ever times is left to you? Because you are the Malik, Master. So it's up to you how many times you want to. But to feel every version and to fill. You have to feel and fill every version deep into your soul. That's what matters. So that is what is more important. Like as soon as it's 12:30, you know, people feel hungry because that's a time set. Like that. That has to come up naturally. Okay, it's just like, you know, I'm missing something. I have to read it. I have to go into it. I have to fill that in my soul. That has to come up naturally. So then what happens? My soul is just like getting the energy. So confluence age is the beautiful age to feel myself and fill myself with the spiritual energy and become the helper of God. What do I want to become? Everybody takes help from God and God helps. That is His main role. But am I on the list who helps God? So now I have to check that. Is it okay? So what will happen? Today is, I mean, like it's already 12:30, but I just want to tell you one thing. Like, see, in today's generation, like you can see, you know, when people are watching TV, they have remote controls with them. I think all of you know about the remote control. So if the mother has got the remote control, then the mother will hold it with her. And even if somebody is calling her, like if somebody is on the door, even if she has to open the door, what she would do? Is it? Take the remote control with her and then go and then open the door. And at the same time, if she has to go to the kitchen, take the remote control with her. Huh? Why? Because otherwise she has to watch the IPL match, the cricket match. Huh? She wants to watch her serial. So, if I want to watch my choice, then I need to have the remote control of my mind with me or with others? With others. Or with situations. That's up to me. So to have the remote control with myself is to make my life in a line with the treasure store of blessings. Okay, so every hour, every half an hour, every frequent times, it's not that every hour, but anyways, you can plan your own way. But, you know, browse into God's love. God's love is Murli, right? So browse into, deep into God's love and empower yourself. So, yeah, but it's now the time. So now, I mean, you can stay back, those who want to talk later. But now, before we end, would you like to have remote control with you or what's your choice? With you? So now, let's go to Baba and let's make a promise. Are you ready? You want to? I need to take the permission of great souls. I can't just do it like that. You like to? So now let's do it. Let me watch myself. Check the flow of my thoughts. As I say this to myself, I get deeply absorbed into the truths of real eternity. Let me see myself in the mirror of knowledge. I completely accept that I'm a great soul. God Himself has given me this assurance. My life is in my own hands. I am the master seed of knowledge. under Almighty authority. I see myself in the body of light. As I say this to myself, I see myself moving out of this body. I'm traveling like an angel. I'm feeling light moving out of this body. In an angelic body, I'm flying up above. I can see my own body, the physical one, as I move upwards. Feeling light, slowly and slowly, I'm going out of the planet. I'm out into the cosmos. And I can see Shiv Baba in the golden red land. The eternal star, Supreme Father, ocean of knowledge, the divine light, he's coming down. With all his powers, the Almighty himself is descending down. I can see this beautiful, eternal, divine ocean of love flowing, descending onto this universe. Slowly and slowly, Baba enters the body of Brahma Baba, my guardian angel. Shiv Baba entering the body of Brahma Baba is so divine. Bap Dada, both of them are descending onto this universe. I can see this beautiful scene of Bap Dada coming down. The angel descending on this universe. B Baba is catching hold of my hand and making me dance with him. As soon as Baba catches hold of my hand, it's like the current entering into myself. I'm so happy to see Babdada holding my hand. Such a beautiful experience. Myself and Baba. And I can see Brahma Baba's forehead shining with divine light. I can see the eyes of Brahma Baba filled with lots of love for my soul. Baba is seeing at me, and now I'm taking drishti from Baba. This meeting is so beautiful. I'm lost in the love of God. I'm just thanking Baba for this wonderful life. And I'm telling Baba, from now on, I promise you, Baba, to respect myself and to respect every soul on this universe. With an elevated attitude, also I promise to revise them only. And to fill myself with powers to make every day a beautiful day. As I make this promise, Babdada is so happy. Baba is putting his hand of blessing on my head. And acknowledging me to be with me forever. Baba is telling me, Baba is going to be the responsible for my life. As I take up the responsibility to follow Srimad, and after blessing, Babdada is flying back to the subtle regions. I feel so energetic and powerful. I'm filled with lots of love. And I'm spreading this love to the whole universe, to the souls of the entire globe. I can now feel how to be the ruler of the globe. It's such an elevated experience. like I'm getting connected to all the souls of the world, and I'm responsible to fill love in their life. And slowly, I receive the blessings from all the souls. I'm descending down into the planet. And slowly into my physical body. I'm spreading this divine energy into every nook and corner of my body and charging my body and the surroundings around me. Now I'm ready to perform every action, to speak every word and create every thought with an elevated awareness. I am the master of the body and of the mind. I, the soul, am the king. I'm going to talk, walk, and eat like an elevated deity. My all actions are going to be divine. My every interaction is going to be divine. I will take care of everything. I have that power within me. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.